Preferred Talk Ons. Bill, Josh, how are you now?
Doing well.
Happy week three.
It's Friday.
Week three. Jeez, it's almost here.
This is
a couple games tonight.
Is this our first Friday recording?
Yes, it is.
Whoa.
Right.
Is it?
It's like
brushing your teeth with your left hand.
Do you only brush them with your right hand?
Yeah, it's like a dexterity test when you switch hands, you know?
I brush my teeth with my left hand.
Well, you're also ambidextrous. You don't count.
I brush them with both.
At the same time? That sounds unsafe.
I have two toothbrushes, though.
Whoa!
Cut down by 50%.
Efficiency.
Yeah, I try.
No, you ever do that? Like, I've brushed my teeth with my right hand for like 2 years, and then for a week you go with your left hand to improve your dexterity.
That sounds like Dwight Schrute.
Yeah,
trying to
do
everything with
Schrute wisdom right here. No, I don't do that because I'm also walking around when I'm brushing my teeth, so I use my left hand if I need to like do something, then I switch it over.
That's bad dental hygiene practice.
Your dad's a dentist, right?
Yeah. Dad, back me up here, please.
How is that bad dental hygiene if I'm brushing my teeth for longer
you're not
I'm walking around doing
you're not focusing. And you probably are repeating on some areas that you should be covered and moved on.
So speaking of moving on.
I just want to let you know. I don't have a cavity.
Neither do I. We have a guest today.
Oh, wait, we do? Oh.
Kelsey, say hi.
Hi.
Now, here's a question for you. Right or left hand? For brushing your teeth.
Right hand.
Okay.
Just the one.
Well, thanks for coming to my defense.
Honestly, I thought she said I don't brush. I don't brush my teeth.
Haven't
chew
since
gum.
2004.
Chew gum.
I chew gum and I gargle some Listerine about twice a week. We wanted to have Kelsey on. She has another unique perspective of college football. She's a two-time grad of two G5 schools, South Florida I got the order wrong. Miami of Ohio, undergrad. South Florida for graduate school. Pretty unique combo there.
I try.
any reason for the switch or just you wanted to be
couldn't,
somewhere warm?
Couldn't take Ohio anymore?
No, I couldn't take Ohio anymore. One, to get an MBA, MS, dual degree in sports. Hmm. Thought, you know, Tampa sounds nice, so did that.
You're back in Michigan. Awesome.
Just wanted to hang out with you guys. So.
Yeah.
Do you think you're better than me because you have 2 degrees?
No.
Yes, I do.
I knew. Should have seen that one coming. So, are you a bigger South Florida or Miami fan?
Depends on the weekend.
No.
Well, so far this year hasn't been great.
Miami's disappointed me my entire college career, and then USF was good for like, you know, a half a year. So I don't know.
When Quentin Flowers was there?
Yeah, that was pretty sick. But I guess now that I'm out of it, I'd have to say Miami.
How many Tuesday night action games did you attend?
I worked like all of them. So literally all of them.
That must have been fun. There was like nobody there.
It was pretty sad. Usually
yeah.
Lost.
Did you work? What did you work? Like marketing promotions?
Communications.
Communications.
So I was up in the press box, thank God.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. You don't have to wear one of the puffy coats.
No.
Yeah, I did. Keith, marketing promotions, miserable on a Tuesday.
Keith would be a
puffy
coat guy.
Oh, puffy coat guy for sure.
No, thank you.
Had to. This is like 2 degrees on the side.
Yeah, seriously. must suck.
It does.
War on I-4. Fun for you last couple of years, yeah?
No. USF, not really fun
Why
for
not?
Me. Last usually goes pretty poorly.
When you talk about USF, please do it the right way. The 2017 national champions.
South Florida.
Central Florida. I'm sorry.
Josh is
when you talk about
there.
Central Florida, on this show, we like to
oh my God,
talk
sorry,
about
you hate yourself.
2017 national champions, Central Florida.
I've not heard that on the show, except from your mouth.
I've said it.
Well, you don't count.
Jeez. That's brutal.
True words were never spoken.
Okay, so what's your outlook for Miami this year?
The MAC's pretty bad.
Obviously sitting at 1-1 right now.
Yeah.
With a big win over Tennessee Tech.
Big win. Double-digit win.
And
so.
This week going against Cincinnati.
I have high hopes.
Do you really?
We typically play Cincinnati decently close.
Well, and if Cincinnati has looked anything like they have the past two games, it
Miami should stand a chance at least.
Yes.
Would love to see him win one this decade, at least.
This decade. time's running out.
It is.
Yeah. I looked it up at lunch today. Miami hasn't defeated Cincinnati since Big Ben was there. So that was a while ago.
Yikes.
to say they're overdue is an understatement.
That's true.
They also lost by 7 or 4 points for like 6 years straight.
Mm.
Fun little fact if you're into patterns.
Yeah, so they're probably going to cover.
Oh, the spread's 17.5, so if
also
you're into
take the money line.
I love your optimism.
Is that your line?
I got to applaud that.
You going to lock that in?
Not the money line, but the spread, yes.
All right, so if you don't have anything else to add, I'd like to do a little game-by-game prediction for your Red Hawks.
Okay.
We're already at 1-1, obviously.
Okay.
So this weekend is Cincinnati. You're picking them to win?
Yep.
Straight up?
Yep.
How about the following week at Ohio State?
I don't think we're going to make that one. Probably stay within a couple touchdowns, you know, but probably going to lose.
What do you say a couple touchdowns is? Like, literally
like
a couple?
Like 6.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fair. You stay within 6 touchdowns. That's a good goal.
I'd be pretty happy about it.
I mean, no joke, that line is probably going to be like 28 points.
Maybe. It's probably going to be in the 30s.
It should be in the 30s.
I think a lot of it depends on how Miami looks this week.
Freshman QB against Ohio State is probably going to go well.
Probably not. Next week after Ohio State is hosting Buffalo to kick off the MACtion year.
Yeah, let's win that.
All right. Okay.
Then you got a bye week, and then you travel to Josh's Western Michigan.
Oh, when? Easy. Josh sucks, so.
Well, not only that, but their defense is also pretty poor. It's crazy. It's sitting 120th.
Oof. Not great. And then after Western Michigan, you host Northern Illinois.
Yeah, we're probably going to lose that one.
Then at Kent State.
Oh, win.
You're just rocking a solid 500 right now.
I think that's fair, Max. Pretty bad.
I think it's fair. And then another bye week. And then you visit the beautiful Athens, Ohio.
It's not that beautiful. And we're going to win in Athens. It's a poor man's Miami, but okay. Basically, West Virginia.
Okay. I just wanted to bait Kelsey into her true feelings about Athens, Ohio.
It's disgusting.
So that was a win, you said?
Obviously.
Oh, wow.
Rivalry win.
Love that. And then 3 relatively easy games. Host Bowling Green.
Definitely win.
Host Akron.
Win.
Visit Ball State.
Win.
So I wasn't keeping track. That's what?
Like 7-4.
7-5.
Something like that, yeah.
All right.
New York 6.
It's not terrible.
New York 6 Bowl, probably.
Did you say New York 6 too?
Yeah.
What is it with this podcast? Everyone says New York 6.
No. New York 6 Bowl.
New Year, she said New Year's. I heard New Year's.
Unreal. All right.
Are you willing to Levin bet that?
No.
Like Keith Lemon bet Hawaii to the New York 6.
Looking pretty good right now.
I'll eat lemon. 21 point dog got into this week.
Where will Urban Meyer coach next year?
Yeah, because you saw that too? He misses football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
Not surprising.
I'm on record saying it's going to be at USC next year. Keith says Alabama in a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
After Saban leaves.
Mm-hmm. I'm also on the USC train.
Especially new athletic director. More often than not, new athletic director means new head coach.
Yeah.
If you're looking to make a splash as a new athletic director, you're not going to not get a
Is Jim Tressel still the AD over at Youngstown State?
Oh, that's perfect.
So. Ooh, watch him.
I'm putting my money on that.
USC. He brings in Urban.
Oh, no.
Good.
Urban's going to Youngstown State. They're going to become a powerhouse.
All right, Kelsey. Kelsey says Youngstown State.
Go Penguins.
Not only is Jim Tressel at Youngstown State, he's the school president. He's not athletic director.
Very qualified.
Yeah, he's way up there.
Super qualified.
Sweater vest nation. And last but not least, let's hear your playoff 4.
Like for real?
Yes, for real.
I kind of want to hear who you were going to say as a joke first.
Miami.
Okay, ways to go.
ECU. Good one.
ECU.
ECU is good. Hawaii.
Yeah.
Bring some fans out there. Let's go Boise State. Always want to see it.
Okay, that's your first legitimate answer.
Yeah, 2 out of 4. Pretty good.
Oh, my.
Hawaii. Okay, get out of here. All right, who's your real 4?
What do you mean, get out of here?
Clemson, Alabama.
Whoa.
Oklahoma, Jalen Hurst for Heisman.
Yes.
Because I bet on it. And, you know, still some faith in Michigan. Because I need to.
All right. Appreciate that. Well,
at least somebody does.
I just have to.
Yeah, that makes one of us. Kelsey's along for the ride today. She is not a member of our league this year, but she'll be along next year. And we just had her on to talk week 3. And talk some lines at the end of it, but she's going to be along just to offer her
insight
from the clouds and the occasional zinger from the top rope, as she tends to do.
Love it.
So let's talk changes to your team for this week and how your team's looking starting week three.
Josh?
I don't have a whole lot of changes. For me, I picked up one of Wake Forest receiver, Scotty Washington, dropped my tight end from Fresno State because he has a bye week. And then I picked up Jacob Breland, the Oregon tight end, and I dropped Drew Brown.
Now that you know that Spencer Sanders is the legit starter.
Okay. So a lot of my guys, the reason they're playing is basically because they're not on a bye week or they're not injured. Kurt Mayer, Patrick Taylor Jr., both probably not going to play. Kurt Mayer is a game-time decision. Clyde Lipscomb, Zach Thomas have byes. So essentially my lineup is guys who are actually going to play this week. So we'll see how that goes.
Guys who have a scheduled game.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, going up against Dylan. So it'll be interesting. We'll see.
Going against the Chubb Hub.
Yep. So looking forward to it. JoJo Ward.
Longer than that Chubb.
Tylan Wallace going to need another 7 touchdowns out of them again this week. So
because, you know, Dylan's going to put up like an easy 250 points.
Probably.
We've lost Keith. as he giggles away about the Chubb Hub. I'll talk changes to my team. My team got a facelift this week. Oh. I went to town on the waiver wire and the free agent market. I picked up Joe Burrow to be my new QB1,
okay.
Not only because he's the leading Heisman favorite, but also because LSU is playing Northwestern State. I also picked up Daryl Mack, the quarterback for 2017 National Champs UCF. I'm sitting him this week because they're playing Stanford, but if he looks okay, then I'm definitely going to start him either flex or QB2 moving forward. Nathan Rourke is staying in there against Marshall. I picked up Tony Jones, running back for Notre Dame. Now that Jafar Armstrong is hurt, I think Tony Jones is going to get a lot of looks.
Yeah.
I also picked up Kenneth Gainwell, running back from Memphis. I picked up one more. Juwan Jennings from Tennessee.
Okay.
So I did a ton of moves because things needed to change, to be honest. So I also, right now, Joshua Kelly is on my bench against Oklahoma. Brian Edwards is on my bench against Alabama. And I put Chris Olave on the bench against Indiana, but we'll see. He's done well. I just want to try Juwan Jennings out against Chattanooga.
Okay.
And I picked up LSU's defense again. I'm just alternating between LSU and Florida this year.
That's the way to do it. Yep.
Tiger Gator.
All right. I only made...
Go Gator. That sounds wrong. I can't do that. Sorry. Sorry, Coach O.
I only made 2 changes. I did pick up Maryland's defense because Wisconsin's on a bye and Maryland is playing Temple. So, and sitting currently as the number 3 defense in fantasy, I'm feeling pretty...
Maryland is?
Yeah. They scored 64 points.
Well, that's just because they shut out Idaho. Like, good for them, but it's not necessarily sustainable.
Sure. I mean, 12 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, and 3 takeaways. I mean,
against Idaho.
Okay. Anyway, and then I added.
Maryland also lost to Temple last year.
I also added. I also added Justin Jefferson from LSU.
Go Tiger.
They're suddenly very pass happy, and I'm happy to have them pass to Justin Jefferson.
As we mentioned on Wednesday's show, LSU can now seemingly move the ball at will. So I think having a wide receiver for LSU is a good move.
And as you talked about too, you got LSU moves the ball now, and Jonathan Taylor catches balls now.
Like, what's going on?
Especially against Northwestern State.
Apparently, everybody modernized except Michigan on offense this year.
Weird.
Just classic.
Crazy how that happens.
Yeah. Love it. The waiver wire was hopping this week. I know Feeve made a bunch of moves. He grabbed Devin Duvernay, who I was also eyeing, but he grabbed him before I could get to him. Are there any matchups that worry you on your roster? I know for me, Nathan Rourke against Marshall really worries me. Marshall held Boise State to 14 points last year, and Nathan Rourke has yet to get truly into a rhythm this year. So that one worries me.
Yeah, for me.
Other than also Omar Bayless against Georgia kind of worries me. But he's been really good so far.
For me, it's Brock Purdy against Iowa. Just because those games always seem to be really low scoring. And then also.
They call it LASICO for a reason.
And JoJo Ward versus Washington.
Yeah,
that because it's going to be a little different from facing Arizona and then who they play last week? Oregon State.
Third straight Pac-12 game to start the season. That's crazy. 2-0. Well,
it's pretty good.
Put them in the Pac-12.
Washington is also a different Pac-12 team than Oregon State and Arizona. But, hey, good for you guys.
The only thing I'm worried about, and because I literally have no one else, but Eno Benjamin against
Michigan State.
Michigan State,
yeah.
I mean, we'll see. But if he gets 10 points, I'll be happy, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that much. I just need you to produce something. And I feel like they can do that. There's some sneaky plays you can get in there, and he's good with both his feet and his hand, so we'll see.
I think another interesting matchup to watch, I'm looking at Sparty Math roster right now, mm-hmm. is Mississippi State versus Kansas State. We'll get into this a little bit later in the watchability. Kansas State's got a really good defense. I mean, this is El Asico Jr. for this week as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Kylan Hill's been really good this year. He's averaged 23 points a game. Let's see how he does against a good run defense.
Right.
Especially because Tommy Stevens is questionable as their quarterback. So we'll see how that goes.
But good thing Matt has like 7 quarterbacks.
Oh, at least. He's still,
which amazes me that he didn't do anything on the waiver wire.
He still doesn't know his password.
That's completely true. By the way, he called me last night out of the blue at like 9 p.m.
Really?
And he's like, Bill, is there any college football on tonight? I said, no, Matt. It's just NFL Thursday. He goes, damn it. And then we resumed talking for like 20 minutes just about like the past week and stuff like that. So it was nice. Unexpected, but yeah.
What the hell's party, Matt?
Yeah. Just
call me too.
Out of the blue. Keith, you don't pick up your phone.
I do. Okay.
Right now, Matt's bench still sits. Caleb Barker, QB for Troy. Quentin Harris, QB for Duke. Cato Nelson, QB for Akron. Ryan Willis, QB for Virginia Tech, and Zach Wilson, QB for BYU.
So he did drop a couple.
He's still starting 3 quarterbacks, though. He's still rolling with 8 quarterbacks on his roster, and he's the best team. It's not fair.
Billy, you sound a little upset by that.
I'm very upset because I thought I had my draft strategy all figured out. My team is eating dirt.
Well, it could be worse. It could be the Fighting Neil Browns.
That's true. It could be the Fighting Neil Browns. Let me pull up his roster real quick. He dropped a bunch of his West Virginia people, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. They're not looking so good. Adrian Martinez found his rhythm a little bit. I mean, if Puka Williams is also – they're facing Boston College, so if he didn't do anything against Coastal Carolina, I don't expect anything against Boston College. Yeah. He did pick up Josh Jackson against Temple, Keith's favorite Terps. He's got a bunch of dudes on bye weeks, which is tough. But I think he's definitely doing the best he can with what he's got, but the draft just set him back just a little bit.
Yeah, a bit.
He told me to hype him up this week on the podcast, but I'm not going to do that because it's not.
I mean, and literally like 8 minutes ago, you said Ross sucks as we kicked off this.
Does he play Bree?
What's that?
He plays Bree, right?
Ooh, that's tough. Yeah, he does. He does play Bree.
She can get her first one this week.
Yeah, good for her. She gets her first one.
She's got. Oh yeah, her QB's playing Arizona and West Virginia. Running backs are playing Syracuse and Kansas. Yeah, it's
sucks to suck, Ross.
Bree is starting to tie down on a bye right now, so maybe she's just trying to give Ross a handicap. But
so nice, so generous.
How nice of you, Bree. I would love to see Bree get her first win without starting a tight end. It'd be pretty fun.
That'd be amazing.
That would be.
She's also been super busy this week, so I'm sure she can look it over Saturday morning and be like, "Oh, wait, I got to change that."
14 mimosas deep in the parking lot, tailgating at MSU. Just kidding. All right. Do you want to move on to start him, sit him?
Start him, sit him. Let's do it.
All right.
So this is a new segment that...
From the mind of Bill.
Yeah, that I thought of that we... So the idea is start him, sit him is a very traditional fantasy segment, but it's not about players. It's just starting something in general that you observe or in pop culture or whatever it may be. So, my starting this week is stouts, the beer, because it's getting colder, and I had my first stout of the season, and it was great.
Yeah.
I loved it. I'd normally try to save stouts for as late as I can into the fall, but it got a little chilly, and I needed one, and it was great. It's also the only beer I had in the house, so what are you going to do?
Wow.
My situm is player safety, because Texas apparently didn't have the air conditioning on, although Texas is disputing that. They had an internal investigation that said they did have the air on. So who are we going to believe there? My other situm is the NFL, because the Patriots signed a problematic AB. And if he does play, then the Patriots are probably the Super Bowl champs again. And at least we talk about a sport that has a lot of parity, and we never know who the winner is. So,
speaking of the AC, who you going to believe, Tom Herman or Ed Ogeron?
I know. Especially when LSU called Louisiana Tech and they're like, oh, yeah, they did the same thing for us. Bring your own coolers or bring your own fans. So I don't believe Texas's internal report saying Texas had the air on. Just saying. That's my stardom system.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kelsey.
All right. My stardom is to start my 401k.
Yeah.
I'm actually just going to pass it off to Bill.
Get in that.
He knows more than I do.
If you're going to do that, then I get 1% of all your.
No, I'm very poor.
Then you're on your own.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. My situm is my dog's newfound chunkiness. He went to my mom's house for 10 days and came back fat, and I'm not really happy about it. Not excited about it, so now my dog is on a diet, and I don't like it.
Do you want to share your dog's good news recently? His award?
Oh, yeah. He won the Good Boy Award.
For
our work awards.
From your mom's house?
Nope, from the work awards.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he won over some really tough competitors
as
well, like Gina and Chief.
Which,
Loki's never been at the office.
Kelsey's dog won the best dog in the office award. That's what our good boy award is.
All
right. Such an honor.
My stardom is a lot like Bill's, is Oktoberfest. Because it is that time of year. Like you said, it's starting to get chilly out, football season, Oktoberfest.
Yeah. It's the awkward time of transitioning away from Miller Lite to stuff that's darker than motor oil. It's delicious.
And it's great.
No.
So I love it. My sit them, even though I'm wearing it right now, is wearing white because we are after Labor Day.
I wore that to a meeting.
I wore a sweatshirt. I had a black sweatshirt on because as everyone is aware, it's blackout tonight and down in Wake Forest. So had to sport them, but anyway, wearing white is my synonym because it's after Labor Day, and you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day.
I always thought that was just white shoes.
I thought it was white, like everything. But then Austin said today it was white pants, so I don't know what it is.
How about you just be an adult and wear whatever you want?
Are you going to wear white pants
make the rules,
to
Keith.
A Christmas party, Keith? You're going to look ridiculous.
I don't make the rules.
White pants to a Christmas party?
Yeah.
You think that's never happened?
I'm not saying it's never happened before.
People probably
Colonel Sanders
about you behind your back.
Colonel Sanders.
It's risky.
Yeah.
I broke Keith again.
Okay. So my stardom is light jackets. It is now light jacket season officially.
Next week we all need to have non-fall themed related stardoms.
I didn't.
Well,
thank you.
You
are welcome.
We also didn't talk about it, so I didn't realize you guys are both gonna go with beer. Bill, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just popping a bug bite. No big deal.
Okay. It's pointing in my direction right
it's
now.
It's pretty metal.
Okay.
Kind of a tough guy, not to brag.
And my situm is jeans. It is too early for jeans, even though two of the four of us are wearing them right now. Situm. They need to be on the bench for another 2 to 3 weeks.
I go
with what the temperature is outside.
I go hoodies and shorts for as long as I physically can.
Yeah.
Until it becomes too uncomfortable. And then
like I said,
jeans.
A light jacket, because you can take a light jacket off. However, with jeans, you're pretty much stuck in them all day.
Yeah.
I wore my shorts for half the day.
And you don't
after
have the
tarp, so it's fine.
You don't have the sweet zip off things on jeans,
right?
So you don't have
the zip off.
You don't have the ease of access.
And obviously, with jeans, there's a lot of things that collect and
like what?
It can get pretty sweaty.
Oh, especially right now, we're in the midst of like you wake up, it's 50 degrees out, then you go home after work, and it's 90 degrees out.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
Sit them.
You can't plan.
Yep. Just
sit
wear shorts.
Sit those jeans.
Bring a light jacket.
Yep. You suck it up for the first hour of the day in your shorts, and then you reap the dividend.
Exactly.
401k reference for you, Kelsey.
Thank
you'll learn.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know what dividends are from Acorn, so.
Yeah,
there it is.
No free ads. All right, Keith, you want to do your other we went a little bit out of order here. But
yeah, it's okay. So for those of you who are still looking for a couple of position players this week, I have, again, thank you, CFF Champs, cffchamps.com. For people who are looking for quarterbacks, Drew Plitt from Ball State is owned in 0% of leagues.
But literally, yes, diamond in the rough.
But he scored 57 points last week. He's playing Florida International this week. So could be a bit of an interesting matchup. Asher O'Hara from Mid Tennessee State is scored 50 last week.
Chubb Hub just grabbed him. So
yep, owned in 8% of leagues. He is playing Duke. And on the let's see, Keaton Slovis from USC, 38 points last week, owned in only 4%.
The man who's going to save Clay Helton's job.
Right. Urban Meyer wants it.
Yes, exactly. Who does USC play this week?
They play BYU. So, be, yeah. I mean, it could be a pretty decent matchup. For somebody who wants a little bit more of a traditional option, I would say Sean Clifford from Penn State, mm-hmm, scored 43 last week. They play Pitt.
Which, I don't know how to feel about that one, because Pitt shut down my quarterback last week,
mm-hmm,
but Penn State is a little more talented on offense.
Right.
And but it's also not last year's Penn State. I don't know what to think.
Well, if you want a pretty keyed in quarterback, then you want to go with Dan Ellington from Georgia State.
Also picked up by Chubb Hub.
Keith
just screwed this week.
Owned in 11%. I'm Keith. That's Josh.
Oh, is he playing Dylan this week?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were. Sorry, never mind. Josh is screwed this week.
Anyway, he's owned in only 11% of leagues. He's playing Western Michigan, who, as we just mentioned, is down in the 120s as far as defense goes.
It's not good.
If you are looking for a running back.
Oh, you play Gumby this week.
Yeah, Gumby. It'll be a tough one. It'll be a slog.
Yeah.
We'll get through, though. Xavier Jones out of Southern Methodist University, owned in 14% of leagues, scored 33.7 points. Kevin Harris from South Carolina is owned in 1% of leagues. He broke out last week to the tune of 6 rushing attempts for 147 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Does he need an ointment for that breakout?
He does.
God damn it.
Bill. Marvin Kinsey Jr. from Colorado State, owned in 1%, scored 32 points last week. He's playing Arkansas. Wide receivers, really quickly, Scotty Washington from Wake, owned in 2%. John Calhoun is owned in 0% of leagues from Duke.
The basketball coach?
What? Jalen Calhoun? I don't know basketball.
That's a UConn thief. Shout out.
Oh, okay.
He was the UConn head coach for like who knows how long and won multiple national titles.
Neat. Anyway.
Last time UConn was good at really any men's sports.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dustin Burkhart from Akron is playing Central Michigan University, owned in 0% of leagues. I don't know who would hate being interrupted at all.
Were you saying something?
God damn it. Grab those players if you want them. Fuck the rest of it.
We'll take a quick break and let Keith cool down.
Welcome back to Preferred Talk-Ons. We're going to get into Bill's Watch Billy rankings for this week.
Yeah, don't pretend like we do anything.
Yeah, Bill 100% does all of this. So we'll get right into that. Obviously, it is Friday. There are games tonight.
Yeah.
Some of them could be, I know one of them I'm looking forward to. So, Bill, why don't you get right into your watch abilities?
Yes, sir. Sparty Matt learned the hard way. There are no Thursday games this week. We only have Friday, Saturday. So nice and compact for you. Starting with tonight's games, do not miss this game. Houston, Washington State, 9:15 ESPN. That might break 150 total points.
That'd be awesome.
We'll see.
Well, Houston has been struggling, though, so
it'll take them a little longer to get started. But I think
it's Washington State's defense, so
we'll see. Washington State's defense is pretty good.
Yeah.
Don't say that too loud.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need Zach
storming
that
through, thumping his chest about the yeah. Cougars. Also, some hot Cougar on Cougar action in Houston, Washington
yep.
State.
Yep.
So take that for what it's worth. The could surprise us game, UNC versus Wake Forest.
Did you know this is not a conference game?
It's a non-conference game,
which is crazy
weird,
to me.
But we broke Keith again.
I just thought of something.
Okay, fair enough. And then because you're watching another game, Kansas versus Boston College, 7:30.
You're waiting on another game, not watching another game. You did that last
week,
too.
I get that wrong every time. Oh,
why don't you just change it?
I probably should.
Yeah.
And then next week I'll change it and get it wrong the other way.
Exactly.
Okay. So shout out LSUfootball.net for compiling all the TV and times.
Mm-hmm.
So moving to Saturday early slate. Don't miss this game. Pitt Penn State at noon on ABC. I have a feeling that it's not going to be close at the end of it, but just in case Pitt can hold on with their defense. It could surprise us. Eastern Michigan, Illinois at noon on Big Ten Network. Maryland Temple at noon on CBS Sports. NC State, West Virginia at noon on FS1. And Air Force versus Colorado at 1 on the Pac-12 Network. Good luck finding that one. Because you're waiting on another game. Arkansas State, Georgia at noon on ESPN2. Kansas State, Mississippi State at noon on ESPN. Miami, Ohio, and Cincinnati, noon ESPNU. Ohio State, Indiana, noon on Fox. Kelsey, are you mad that I put them in the third category?
It's pretty low for what's going to be a very tight game with the Miami victory.
So well,
probably bump them up a little bit.
What we started doing in our recap shows is that Keith asks me to do my biggest regrets of the week.
Well, I'm sure that'll be on there.
That could be one of them. And then the I Mean It Still Football segment. Chattanooga versus Tennessee at noon on SEC Network. FAU Ball State at 2 on ESPN Plus, and New Mexico Notre Dame at 2:30 on NBC.
Well, you don't think the only one I'm going to hold on?
Yeah, the only one I'm going to disagree with you is the Chattanooga against Tennessee because it's so fun to watch Tennessee right now because they just
money line Chattanooga. You win a lot of money.
Honestly, at this point,
Chattanooga might be favored.
Right. We should not be surprised if Chattanooga's in it at halftime.
What do you mean in it? You mean winning it at halftime?
Yeah. Like up by 17. Yeah.
Go Mox. I don't even know what their mascot
is. Go Mox is to...
Just because, like, the Tigers, baseball Tigers play, is it South Florida Southern or Florida Northern? Some D2 school, and their nickname is the Mox. So I don't know. I don't know how they're related to Chattanooga, but...
Cool.
Because I drive through Chattanooga to spring training once. Afternoon slate.
Yeah, the Mox.
Nailed it. Let's go. It's in the back of my brain somewhere. Afternoon slate. Stanford 2017 national champs UCF.
Nope.
On ESPN at 3:30 p.m.
Not even close.
Followed by the game day game. Iowa State at 4 p.m. on FS1. By the by, none of us had Iowa State as the game day location this week. So Josh and I both got that one wrong. The could surprise us slate. Georgia Southern Minnesota at 3:30 Big Ten Network. USC BYU 3:30 ABC. Arizona State, Michigan State at 4 on Fox, and Akron versus Central Michigan at 3 on ESPN Plus. Because you're waiting on another game. Memphis, South Alabama, ESPNU 3:30. UNLV, Northwestern, Big Ten Network 3:30. Colorado State, Arkansas at 4 on SEC Network. North Texas versus Cal at 4:15 on Pac-12. That one could be in the good surprises column. We'll see. I just think Cal's defense is so good. But I digress. The I Mean It Still Football, Army versus UTSA on 3:30 CBS Sports, and OK State versus Tulsa on ESPN 2 at 3:30. OK State's a 14-point favorite. That's one of my locks.
A little
sneak preview there.
I'm mine too.
And we'll do primetime and late night slate. There's a lot of good late night games. Do not miss this game. Florida, Kentucky. At 7 ESPN, Hawaii versus Washington at 7:30 on Pac-12 Network. Why that game's on the Pac-12 Network is beyond me.
Why not?
Should be on Fox Network.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Nebraska's on FS1, and FS1's not going to lose Nebraska. All right, TCU Purdue at 7:30 on Big Ten Network, and late night Texas Tech Arizona at 10:30 on ESPN. Because, again, there might not be a punt in that game. Could surprise us. Clemson, Syracuse, 7:30 ABC. Florida State, Virginia, 7:30 ACC Network. 7 p.m.
Mountain Tennessee State.
Duke versus Middle Tennessee State on ESPN Plus at 7. Georgia State versus Western, ESPN Plus at 7. Ohio versus Marshall, streaming on Stadium at 6:30. And Southern Miss versus Troy on ESPN Plus at 6. Because you're waiting on another game, Northern Illinois and Nebraska on 8.
On FS1.
Yeah, that's right. On FS1 at 8.
Okay.
Oklahoma, UCLA on Fox at 8. Buffalo versus Liberty on ESPN Plus at 6, and Texas State SMU on ESPN 3 at 7. Is there a difference between ESPN Plus and ESPN 3? Yes. I don't have an ESPN Plus account. Is ESPN 3 just free to stream and ESPN Plus is the content?
Essentially, yeah.
Plus. No, I thought ESPN 3 was an actual channel.
I have watched ESPN and I could watch ESPN 3, but I can't watch ESPN Plus.
Okay. Interesting. There we go. Thank you. This is Cord Cutting with Josh. Mm-hmm. And the last but not least, I mean it's still football. Kent State versus Auburn, ESPN 2 at 7. Texas versus Rice, CBS Sports at 8. South Dakota, nope, not South Dakota State. San Diego State. I wrote it down as SDSU. San Diego State versus New Mexico State on the FS Arizona Local at 8 p.m. And UMass versus Charlotte at 6 on ESPN+. Plus. It's not Charlotte.
You missed USF, by the way.
Do they play in FCS school?
Yep.
That's why. I don't do FCS.
Probably going to be close, so.
Who does USF have?
South Carolina State.
What's your outtake? What's your take on that one?
I'm not very optimistic because we haven't named a starting quarterback yet. Because our transfer from Bama obviously can't hang.
So
yikes!
He transferred from Bama for a reason.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Not by choice.
What are the games you're excited for, Kelsey? Aside from Miami, aside from South Florida.
I'm not excited for South Florida, actually.
Because even so, like, I feel like South Florida is in the same realm as Michigan of like, yeah, they're your school, but they're not fun to watch.
They're definitely not fun to watch because they're stupid.
We had a nice Charlie Strong segment a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, well, he's garbage, so.
There you go.
Kelsey never speaks in generalities at all.
Do not like Charlie Strong. Very annoying.
More like Charlie Weak.
Charlie Weak.
Do you think that anyone's ever made that joke?
I'm sure some.
It's mostly just fire Charlie Strong is what I see on Twitter. So.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Harsh words.
Anyway, I'm excited for Hawaii and Washington. Don't have Pac-12 Network, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know why I'm excited, so.
I have to find a bootleg stream for that one.
I guess so. I think Northern Illinois and Nebraska is going to be interesting. I think matching. Things going to be closer.
And Nebraska's coming off of a very tough loss last week. So, yeah, I like watching rebound games, seeing how teams recuperate.
And then got to watch the future Heisman winner, Jalen Hurts, who I have money on towards UCLA. So,
what were the odds that you got on Jalen Hurts, if you don't mind me asking?
9-1.
Oh, not bad.
Did you place those because I said he was going to win the Heisman?
No, I don't listen to anything you say.
Oh, man. What a brutal paperback. Josh just rips the paper out of her hands. All right. What games are you guys excited for?
Houston, Washington State.
Aside from Wake Forest.
Well, yeah, that's a given. That's a given. But Houston, Washington State for me.
I think that was going to be a banger.
Yeah, I'm so excited. That's why. There's going to be a lot of points. It's a Friday night game, too, so you know you're not missing.
Like, right.
You can watch it. No, you're not missing any other game.
Friday night in Pullman. It's a different planet. So we've heard from Cougar Zach, who has not come on the show yet.
I'm also excited for another game that there probably won't be any sort of punting in, Texas Tech, Arizona.
Yes.
And lastly,
that's a textbook Pac-12 after dark game.
Oh, yeah. And then lastly, Clemson and Syracuse. Just for the fact that I'm hoping it might be a little bit closer.
Nah.
Nah.
No. If Maryland beat Syracuse by 40, imagine what Clemson's going to do to them.
Just
at least 90.
But anyway, those are the three that I am looking forward to the most.
Game I like that's in the I mean it's still football category. I just want to see how many points OK State can put up on Tulsa. Because if MSU can post that punk you that many points in week one, I can't imagine what an actual offense is going to do.
They have an offense now.
Yeah.
Did you hear?
For a whole 10 points?
No, they beat Western Michigan 51-17.
So they're back. Who's back? Michigan State's offense. That's it.
Oh, that's the stardom is Michigan State's offense. Crap. Let's restart the podcast. I got to do a new stardom sit-up.
No.
Against the 128th ranked defense?
That's the joke, Keith.
Yikes. Okay.
Anyway. But Akron versus CMU. I'm excited for a little bit of match right there.
Fire up chips.
Fire up.
Thank
8 o'clock, ESPN Plus.
Bill, what about you? Who are you looking forward to?
We see it. We see it on the page.
Well, okay, but him personally,
he literally hands us a list of things that he's just
doesn't matter.
He
could still be looking forward to a certain game.
Probably.
On,
Army
yeah, on
USTA.
Oh, he's nodding his head.
If, because he's like, it's in the first column.
Keith's
I don't know
getting me back for interrupting him all the time.
Yeah.
So this is, all right, TCU-Purdue is the one I'm very excited for. Purdue has gotten progressively better each week. Purdue is also very weird. And I think TCU is the best team that they're facing to date. So we'll see.
So you see, Josh, it's here on the first column, which says, do not miss this game.
I also think Georgia Southern Minnesota could be interesting because Minnesota has had to go to overtime for their first two wins. And I love the triple option that Georgia Southern runs. So we'll see how Minnesota can handle it.
Huh. That wasn't in the first column.
It was not in the first column.
It's very confusing.
It's in the Could Surprise Us column. See, these are not necessarily reflective
of locks.
How entertaining they'll be to me.
So they're entertainment fluid to you.
I'm trying to gauge the national entertainment value, so to speak. While shedding on light, some light on weird teams like Purdue.
Shedding on light.
Shed it.
Yeah.
Just love that, shedding on that light.
You know, for being a podcast host, I really suck at talking.
You do.
Shut up, Kelsey. Suck lines.
Yes.
I'm good at those.
I'm excited because Kelsey's got her locks.
I do.
We get to hear from her.
We had Mountaineer Ross on do some parlays this week, too.
Oh, jeez.
So
probably all losses, honestly. Losing some money.
If he wins, we're going to get him on next week and just talk about how great he is.
He's going to lose his Acorns money.
I want to hear Kelsey's first.
All right, I have six. My first one is Miami of Ohio is going to cover the spread against Cincinnati.
Which is?
17.
Oh, man.
They play him close. I'm telling you. Big rivalry game.
I know. I just don't see it this year. I'm sorry.
I honestly don't care, though. This is what I see.
Fair enough. I also called Miami 11 cardboard cutouts, and Kelsey texted me that I was a doo-doo bird.
It's pretty rude. My second lock is Pitt and Penn State over 53.5. Some high volume.
Side note. Sorry.
That's pretty rude.
I thought Pitt, for the longest time, I thought Pitt and Penn State was the backyard brawl. And then I realized that that's West Virginia.
Yeah.
And Pitt
is
the backyard.
Bro. Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right there.
Yeah. So I don't know what Penn State's Pitt is called, but Penn State Pitts is called. Kelsey, back to you.
Are you sure? Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Probably not.
Okay. Well, these two coaches hate each other. They love to pour it on, especially Penn State. I think they should have no problem getting over.
That's a very good point.
3.5.
Yeah.
My third one is shitting on Mountie Ross again. I'm picking NC State -6.5 at West Virginia. West Virginia is averaging 32 rushing yards this season, which is pretty gross.
Terrible. It's not great.
It's
that's
second
terrible.
To worst in the nation. So, and NC State's outscored its opponents 75-6.
Ooh.
So I don't think they have a problem beating West Virginia by a touchdown.
That's some good research. I didn't know
it's called
that.
The Keystone Classic, apparently.
Okay, good to know.
It's awesome. I'll probably remember that forever.
Also, West Virginia's 72nd ranked defense.
They're also just garbage, so.
With 710 yards against.
Through two games?
Oh,
that's bad.
James Madison.
Go Dukes.
Yeah, points against is at 41. That's yikes.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Yikes.
Anyway. Not great.
My fourth one is Charlotte, -19.5 over UMass. UMass is trash.
The loss to Southern.
Southern Illinois put up 500 yards against them, so I don't think Charlotte is going to have a tough time.
And Charlotte's averaging like 50 points a game.
Yeah, they're 7.1 yards per play,
which
is top 25 in the nation. So this could be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it's on your worst column. It's going to be the best game.
Because
it's
going to be
a bloodbath.
Bath.
Those are the games
not,
I like.
That's not fun after the first quarter.
No, I like it. And then I have
to watch people bleed.
I do. I like Kent State versus Auburn under 54 because I don't think Kent State's going to score. And I don't think Auburn's going to get to 55. So, and then my last one is Arizona State versus MSU. I'm taking MSU under 13, -13.5 because Arizona State is trash. They barely beat Sacramento State. So I don't think that they're going to be able to score against Michigan State, who I hope can put up 2 touchdowns against them.
Well, their offense is back, so I don't think they have an issue.
You're right. They'll probably score 70.
You're right.
You're right. Yeah. Shout out to Austin. He's back.
Hang on. Can I just share something I just found out?
Sure.
It's a podcast, so, yeah.
We thank you for the permission, Kelsey.
You're welcome.
So Tennessee, through 2 games, has had 691 yards against them. And we keep saying, oh, they're a terrible team.
Right.
Can you guess the other Power 5 team that has almost double the yards against?
Double yards against.
I just saw it, so I'm not going
to. So, like, 1,400?
Almost double. So, it's at 1,040 yards against.
What the? You said and Power 5 team or?
Power 5 with 73 points scored against them.
Oregon State.
Nope.
I thought that was it.
Florida State.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh, they're not Power 5 anymore because they're so bad. So
but I was looking at that. I was like,
they've allowed 1,400 yards.
No, 1,000 yards. 1,040 yards.
Oh, 1,040. Okay,
still a lot.
Still, that's not good.
I think it's time to fire Willie. It's time to go.
Considering Tennessee is at 691,
and that's second worst in the Power 5.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Florida State, what are you doing?
They weren't conditioning right.
That's true.
They got hydrated quick.
Damn humidity.
It's almost like they didn't know
poor
it was
guys.
Hot in Florida.
Yeah.
In the summer.
It's worst years against Arizona.
It's crazy.
Kelsey, can you confirm that Florida's hot in the summer?
Yeah, it is really hot. Humidity's 100%. Temperature is 100 degrees, so it seems
miserable.
Like they should have known that was going to happen.
Why does anybody want to live there?
I don't know. It was nice. You don't live
when?
Okay,
where?
So you don't live there for May through August. You live there for October through March.
You live there so you don't have to deal with the snow.
Once you don't deal with the snow, you're like, wow, it's crazy. Your life's so much easier.
See, but the snow
but
also makes you appreciate
around.
You
like
just
this.
Stay inside.
But then you have to live around people
you don't
who
wanna,
live in Florida.
They are the worst. They're the worst drivers by far. Don't anyone tell you different.
Not even drivers. They like get
I've like almost died
hopped up
times.
On bath salts and go
yeah.
try to eat their face
worst
off.
People.
It's fine.
Like. I don't get it.
It's fine. It's just a weird place, but I liked it. Probably go back someday.
Place. Bill, do you want to do your locks or do you want me to do them?
I'll do my locks.
Okay.
My over-under locks, Georgia State. Not. Jeez, I am off my game
can
today.
Can someone else go?
Georgia Southern and Minnesota over 46.5. Minnesota has, like I said, gone to overtime twice.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be surprised to see that again. Kent State, Auburn, like Kelsey said, under... Where's the total? Under 53. Because whenever Auburn plays like lower level competition, it's always like 30-3. So like that's an easy under. And then TCU Purdue over 51. Because Purdue is weird. And that's all you need to say there. The spread locks. Oklahoma State minus 14 over Tulsa. I'm surprised that there's even a line that low. Mississippi State minus 7.5 over Kansas State. And Texas Tech minus 2.5 at Arizona. Book it.
I will go my 5 locks here. I'm going with Texas Tech Arizona hitting over 77. I don't think there's gonna be a punt in that game. I got Hawaii at plus 21.5 against Washington.
Ooh.
That's a lot of points, and Hawaii is a great offense. I don't think they're gonna win, but I think it'll be closer than 21. I took Washington State and Houston tonight over 74. Just because that's another game where there may not be a punt. A lot of points will be scored. This one, I was a little hesitant to take. Iowa State plus 3. But I've talked a lot about Iowa State, and I have to show my allegiance to them. So I said, all right, I'm going to take Ohio State at home.
Plus 3. Are you aware of his lemon bet with Iowa State?
Yeah.
No,
I'm
not.
They can only have one loss going into the Oklahoma game or Texas game.
Yeah.
So
if they're not 7-1. Josh has to eat the lemon.
So I took them
lemons
plus 3.
Lemons are the best fruit, so I don't see why that's a problem.
One day,
shut up, Kelsey.
I have to go by Kelsey's desk to put my lunch away. And one day I put my lunch away and I just walk out and Kelsey's like, hi. I'm like, hi. And I'm holding something that I'm eating. She's like, lemons are the best fruit. Cool. It was so funny. It's because she was so happy to tell me. I'm just like,
it's a hot take for sure, but it's true.
That is a pretty hot take.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my last one is Stanford and the 2017 national champions, Central Florida, over 62.
Do you like honestly believe that, or do you just have no logic
they
whatsoever in your brain?
They have banners and t-shirts
in their stadium.
I could make a t-shirt that I'm a national championship.
It's in
champion.
The NCAA.
Congratulations.
It's in the NCAA.
So if I make a t-shirt, you will call me the national champion. Is that what you're saying to me?
Not college football.
No, I'm
no,
I'm the
college
football.
Football
yes, I am.
Champion.
Me and my family.
And then a couple other ones that I like. I like Colorado -4 versus Air Force.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say Colorado?
Colorado. Colorado. However you want to say it. It's fine.
Sunshine State.
Rado.
Rado.
Mountain
Rado.
Town.
Mountain Town.
I took...
Don't mess with Colorado.
Everyone that I know is that Skis is dead. TCU Purdue over 53 and Texas Tech -2 with Arizona.
Josh and I have a lot of similar bets this week.
It's cute.
Thanks.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going with. Game start in a half hour. Wake Forest plays at 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get this published and listen to it before kickoff. So don't watch the game before you listen to our podcast.
Remember, if you're going down there, blackout, go Deeks.
Wait, are you telling people to blackout or to wear black?
Do both. It's Friday night. It's
Josh,
great.
Don't encourage that.
No. Please drink responsibly. Drink plenty of water.
Yeah, yeah drink. It's probably humid down there in North Carolina. So
call an Uber.
Yes, please. Please call an Uber.
But go Demon Deeks.
Or a Lyft.
Lyft is better.
Well,
or a taxi.
I don't know what they have down there.
Whoever wants to pay us, we'll tell you which one to call. But
why
for
I said
right
that.
Now,
I was trying to get
call
some
any
sponsorship
of
traction.
You were telling people to black out because it's Friday.
Yeah.
Some alcohol sponsors.
No, you wear the – or it could be an alcohol sponsor. Who knows? Just wear the black t-shirts.
Cool. Well, Bill, where can people find us?
Oh, thank you, Keith. You can find us on the internet, on Twitter, at @PTO_podcast. Kelsey, do you want to give your Twitter handle a shout out too?
Yep, it's @14smith15. I'm always commenting on @PTO_podcast. So easy
sure,
to
you
find.
You can just go to our Twitter and
pretty
she'd
much.
Be there too. So
yeah. Kelsey's probably retweeted a bunch of our stuff. So
I'm a good
shout
supporter.
Email us at theptopodcast@gmail.com. Subscribe, like, download. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, take your friends, parents, spouses, children if you have them.
Dog.
Dog. And hit follow, subscribe, like, leave a review. We'll be back next week for our week 3 recap.
Enjoy college football.
Week 3.